This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always, you know, I'd like to have. Can we have these things like implanted in my ears? That way, there I wouldn't have to deal with them anymore. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. Maybe too much for you to take in all in one night. And don't do it during the show. Do it after the show. And we're trying to make it easier for you so you don't have to nap for this and nap for that and nap for this. You can head up to the website right now and we're doing a live feed there along with a chat room. You can be with a lot of other people. If you want to hit us up, if you would, on social media, there's ways to do it like that as well. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. You know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me know what you think about the show, think about the topics. If you have a station in your area, I want you to go call the station manager, all right? I mean, step out of your comfort zone. You say you like the show. You want to see the show grow. Call the local station manager. Tell them, why are you not carrying this show? And if he gives you some answer you're not happy with, call me. Send me an email. I'll call him. I'll say, here, my people have been calling you. What is your problem? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Christmas is still, you know, some of you make fun of me for saying it this way, but it's true. Christmas is still under attack. And a lot of you thought that when President Trump got in office, it'd be all over. Wouldn't be an issue anymore. And, you know, he did great the other day, brought up the name of Jesus when he lit the Christmas tree. That's all cool and wonderful and great. I know some people may not be turned on by that. I am. I think it's great that he's giving honor to where honor is due. And, you know, how do you celebrate? Now, you want to celebrate a holiday, that's fine. But if you're celebrating Christmas, or as I say, Christmas, how do you take Christ out of it? Very confused. But then we get convoluted with all this other minor garbage that actually has nothing to do with Christ, nothing to do with Christmas, but somehow, look it, I'm not trying to blow it for your kids if they're listening, and I won't do what that teacher did, but where in the Bible does it talk about an overweight guy with a bulbous nose, a red suit, and a long white beard that's dumping stuff out of the sky? It doesn't. But I get it. You know, hey, you get the kids engaged, involved. Hopefully you can do, you know, if you're of the Christian persuasion, read the story at Christmas to your kids before they open the gifts. I used to do it. I know, their motor's running. They can't wait to open the gift. But you know what? Don't turn it into a day about ripping the place apart, leaving a mess all over the place. I always get a kick out of this. I always tell people this, and they get upset with me. If you're not a Christian, just have some fun with me here. If you're a Christian and you believe that Christ came to set you free, why on his birthday do you buy gifts for other people and set yourself in debt, put yourself back in bondage or deeper in bondage for a whole year? Yul Brynner said in King and I, he's a puzzlement. The principal who banned candy canes because the J shape stands for Jesus, And that's just for starters. Geez, J for Jam, Jelly, John, Joseph. That's always worked. J could be for jerk. I don't know. And it does look like, you know, candy cane. Cane is for people who need, you know, help walking. What else could I do with that, right? It's not just a cane, it's a hook, right? I mean, seriously. Maybe you can catch a candy fish with a candy cane. I don't know. Anyhow, this was great. Also on the naughty list were some Christmas music, Christmas carols and such. Liberty Counsel, a law firm focused on religious freedoms, caught wind of a Nebraska elementary school principal who banned a long list of Christmas-related items. Apparently, this was the Grinch's ex-wife. What kind of items, you ask? Liberty Counsel provided a memo from the principal, Jennifer Sinclair, that spelled out in detail all their verboten paraphernalia at the Manchester Elementary School in Omaha. Sit down. This could get ugly. Santas are Christmas items on worksheets. You know, clip art, none of that stuff. No, nothing that looks like Christmas, resembles Christmas, or the fat guy in the red suit. No Christmas trees in the classroom. No elf on the shelf, because that's Christmas related. When did elf on the shelf become Christmas related? It was a...
Because Santa has elves.
Yeah, well, there are elves in all kinds of stories. Singing Christmas carols, which I'm okay with. I am sick of Christmas carols about the second week of August. You know what I'm saying? Some of you know exactly what I mean. If you're on my Instagram account, you know what I do. Right in when I start seeing the Christmas stuff, it's like, you have got to be kidding me. Playing Christmas music. Well, Cynthia's Christmas carols. Oh, no, they were singing. Excuse me. Sending a scholastic book that is a Christmas book that's Christmas-related. But I think this woman has real issues. She needs some real help. Making a Christmas ornament as a gift. This assumes that the family has a Christmas tree, which assumes that they celebrate Christmas. I challenge the thought of, well, they could just hang it somewhere else. No, they can actually throw it away or they can give it away. I mean, sir, look, you're in a classroom with people, with other kids. You may or may, I mean, that's, we build friendships, don't we? Don't we build friendships for a reason? So we know whether or not a person celebrates Christmas. Listen, I know Jewish people that have Christmas trees. They love it. They think it's wonderful. They may not have a nativity scene. And remember, so other religions, or even religionless, they may not believe in Christ as Savior, but they believe him as a man of love, a great prophet, someone who was on the earth that just spewed love out everywhere. It's such a nasty message to put out there, isn't it? Just saying. I'm Joe from Senior Huffs. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large, microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. The war on Christmas is not over. Now, I'm not going to try to drag it out like, oh, woe is me. You know, we're not being beheaded over here as Christians, so let's not do that. You know, but you know what? It's little bites, right? Little things, they take a little bit away at a time, and then before you know it, the bridge falls apart. You know what I'm saying? So don't let them get away with this. Don't let them keep your kids. Look at the Supreme Court has come down and said the Christmas celebrations. Oh my God! You know, some of you are going to fall over, pop an eyeball on this one. But the Christmas celebrations at schools and public events is okay because it's part of our heritage. It's part of our history. So for those of you on the left that really love to tell me how much Roe versus Wade is settled law, simple. It's settled law. We're talking about the principle that decided all these things, including candy canes, should be banned because they are Christmas-related and Christmas is a religious holiday. The problem is, you know, if I still, look at, if I throw a picture or a statue of Muhammad under my Christmas tree, it doesn't make him part of Christmas. Right? I mean, seriously. If I got a statue of Buddha under my tree, I'm not making fun of those religions, just saying, you cannot be. I said this before, and some of you, I get the biggest kick out of it. You can't study the Quran and say you're a Christian. I mean, if you're studying it for historical value, whatever, that's one thing. But you don't attend a mosque, praise Allah, or praise Muhammad, I guess, and say that you're a devout Christian. It doesn't work that way. So how the elf on the shelf is Christmas related? Well, I guess if you want to say the elf belongs to God, if there is a such thing as an elf, I'm going to be careful because I don't know who's listening. But you know what I'm saying, right? But all these terrible things you could do to kids, singing Christmas carols, playing Christmas music, sending a scholastic book that is a Christmas book, making a Christmas ornament as a gift, because this assumes that the family has a Christmas. No, it doesn't. Listen, I have Jewish friends that have trees and some that don't have trees. I had a younger woman who has a son, and we were talking about it. She's trying to teach him about his Jewish heritage, his Jewish, you know, upbringing and ancestry, and she doesn't have a Christmas tree in the house, but she appreciates it. She understands the gestures of love. Wouldn't it be great if most people thought that way instead of just thinking that a Christmas tree or what have you is just nasty and terrible? Candy canes, that's Christmas-related. Historically, the shape is a J for Jesus. The red is there for the blood of Christ, and the white is a symbol of resurrection. This would also include different colored candy canes as well. Well, yeah, because if you celebrate Jesus on a planet Vulcan, it would have to be green because their blood's green, right? I'm just using her logic, that's all. Red-green items, traditionally Christmas colors. Mm-hmm. Reindeer, yeah, that's it. We have to slaughter all the reindeer. They're Christian-esque. Christmas videos, movies, and or characters from Christmas movies. Well, does that mean A Christmas Story is out?
Oh, it's gone.
So what was the principal's reasoning? Sinclair is in her first year. The Manchester principal noted in the memo that she comes from a place that Christmas and the like are not allowed in schools, and that as a public school, Manchester Elementary will seek to be inclusive and culturally sensitive to all of our students. How can you be inclusive when you're excluding the Christians? How can you be inclusive when you're excluding symbols to other people that really have nothing to do with religion? Right? And culturally sensitive. Isn't that funny? When I use those terms, it always makes me crazy because they're not culturally sensitive to me. Right? I mean, they could care less how I feel. You know, think about this. You have one kid in the class, maybe, that doesn't celebrate the Christmas. Maybe he comes from a country where, you know, it's not acceptable. They don't do it. He doesn't believe in God. He doesn't believe in Christ. That's fine. So that one kid they see is cowering in the corner, and they feel like he's been, you know, ostracized by everybody in the class because everybody celebrates some form of Christmas. Well, instead of cutting it out for the other 29 kids, why don't you include him or her? Why don't you reach out and show them the love of Christ or the love of the holiday or the happiness and the joy of the holiday? Why not include him instead of excluding everybody else? How does it become inclusive when you take the one common denominator and have it wipe out the other 29? I have unknowingly awoke a sleeping giant with many of you, she added. I apologize for the stress that Christmas holiday Grinch, Santa tree emails, and conversations have caused you. No, you have caused this. You have caused the stress, lady. Not the tree. Not the Grinch. Grinch is one of my favorite. I'm a Christian. What's my favorite movie? The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I don't even like A Christmas Story. I'm sorry, guys. I just don't. What's that?
Muppet Christmas,
that's one of my favorites, too. No, that probably is my favorite.
That's
The Grinch is number two.
That's what I thought.
All right, you win. What's new? The acceptable practices, but here you go, right? What items she is allowing? What's acceptable practices? Gifts to students. Well, what's a gift for? Here you go. Happy Nothing Day. It's because I like you. Students making a gift for a loved one. What if I make a gift for Jesus? Oh, that wouldn't work. Okay, never mind. Snowmen, snow women, snow people, and snowflakes. How do you give a gift to a snowflake? No, come on, really. What's the last here? Here, I got your snow. Oh, give me a minute. I'll go get another one. Gingerbread people. I'm surprised they don't think that's Christmas related. Holiday around the world. Purposeful presentations of information to teach about different cultures. Of course, except for Rome, where they celebrate Christmas. Except for the Vatican, where they celebrate Christmas. Maybe except for Spain and a few other places where they celebrate Christmas. What are we going to do? Work around those areas? Sledding. Okay to talk about sledding. As long as Santa's not in the sled, and it's not the sled that he uses to deliver gifts. Hot chocolate. Unless it's the hot chocolate you've left out to warm up Santa when he goes from house to house. Polar bears. Well, they don't exist. Hey, Al Gore says they're not going to be around much longer, so why would you give one away? I don't understand. Penguins. Scarves, boots, earmuffs, and hats. Yetis. What? Where does that come from?
It's like a mythical snow creature, abominable snowman kind of.
Well, it's mythical. How do you give it away if it doesn't exist? Never mind. Forget it. Olaf from Frozen. Oh, God. Got to get a drink. We'll be okay, I wasn't going to do the whole hour on this, and I won't, but this is too funny to let go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Americans are getting another chance to say goodbye to former President George H.W. Bush, whose body is lying in repose at the Family Church in Houston.
I just had a feeling that I needed to be here and I wanted to be here.
Oh.
And I do feel that President Bush 41 set a great example.
more than 3,000 people attended a funeral service in Washington's National Cathedral. Former President George W. Bush offered an emotional tribute.
A great and noble man. The best father a son or daughter could have. And in our grief, let us smile knowing that Dad is hugging Robin and holding Mom's hand again.
He will be laid to rest alongside his wife Barbara and his littlest daughter Robin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a solid color TV.
We are back. I'm Joe Bacito, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. Don't just stay yelling at the TV, right? Or yelling at me through the TV, or yelling at me through the radio. Right, you can join the chat room that's on the main website, therealside.com. You can, if you go to your phone, if you can't listen to it on a local radio station, go to your phone, go to the website. There's a chat room there. You can also get involved with the people there as well. Okay, so I'm having some fun with it. Give me some time to blow off steam. Everything is so heavy for a couple hours we do the show. And this principal has decided to ban all these Christmas items at school because they don't want anybody to feel bad. The one that's especially funny is banning the candy cane because the J is for Jesus, the red stands for his blood, and the white stands for his resurrection, which is the first time I'm hearing this. And I've been a Christian for most of my adult life. I have never seen that in the Bible or learned about that or even be taught about that in Sunday school. So I guess if it's some kind of, and that's the other thing too, people need to realize, here in America especially, the U.S., we are a melting pot. We love legal immigrants. We've done this for years. And what immigration has afforded us over the years is traditions that come from other families in other countries. Traditions of the tree, traditions of the Yule logs, traditions of giving presents. I mean, all these things don't come from one place. It's not like when you think of Christmas, you go to the Bible, you look up Christmas, and you find all these things. It doesn't work that way. These were all Christmas as we celebrate it today. It's truly a melting pot of all traditions that were brought here from other countries, and they're nice traditions. They're not an in-your-face thing. We're the ones that, really, modern-day Americans, we've commercialized it and ruined it. You got to buy your kid a $500 phone, $200 sneakers, you know, crazy. Just get crazy. Because that's not what it was all about. It was never what it was meant to be all about. It's about pulling family back together. You know, it's kind of, as bad as it sounds, I wasn't going to go off on this road, but as bad as it sounds, it's the one day a year, the one period of the year that you're almost forced to go back and deal with all those people you don't want to deal with, the other 364 days of the year. And then usually, most of the time, you got one or two relatives you can't stand being with, on the same block with, but most of the time, you are regenerated, you're refreshed with family, right? I mean, you don't get certain people you don't get to see all year long. They fly in, or you fly in to see them. You get to see your family. You hear the story. Some of them are, you hear them over and over again, and they're irritating. I get it. But some of them are uplifting. And you get to know members of your family as you get older. Like, you know, because when you're a teenager, they're all idiots, right? And then as you get older, you realize, wow, I didn't know he went to war. I didn't know he fought for this. I didn't know they came over to the country this way. Because many of you, with you know, you've got ancestors that came, that made it here, came here the hard way. And I'm not talking about swimming across the Rio Grande River or whatever. I'm talking about ones that spent 30 days on a boat. Ones that spent 5 years trying to get here. That's what I'm talking about. Anyway, so the principal had a whole bunch of don'ts, and now here's some of the do's. She said that the items that are allowed, or the acceptable practices include, which I would think, based on what she's already said, snowmen and snow women, taboo. It shouldn't be able to do that, right? Yeti's an abominable snowman, or snow people, for being careful. And Olaf is a snowman from the movie Frozen. So that might be a problem for some. Right? Please reflect on what you've already copied, prepped, and posted, Sinclair concluded. I hope that we can avoid the discomfort of me directly questioning something you've copied, posted, or had your kids do. Makes me uncomfortable, and I know it doesn't feel good for you either. She signed the memo, The Unintentional Grinch. No, you're intentional. The minute you hit send on the memo, that's intentional. So what happened next? And I love these guys. Liberty Council sent a demand letter to the superintendent of public schools about the Christmas ban, urging it to immediately overrule and specifically disavow the sweeping directive banning Christmas. Why? Because the Supreme Court has said it's already okay. Christmas holiday items require Principal Sinclair to undertake review of district policy of the law and the law. Believe it or not, the district's response to Liberty Council said it had investigated this matter and determined that Principal Sinclair memorandum did not comply with board policy and that the Manchester staffers were advised that certain Christmas symbols are permissible. Liberty Council responded, "We are pleased that Elkhorn Public Schools promptly reversed Principal Jennifer Sinclair's unconstitutional directive and require compliance with the Constitution." Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council, said, "The First Amendment does not require elimination of Christmas." He is so correct. "Nothing prohibits public schools from teaching objectivity about Christmas or other holidays for that matter, especially ones with religious significance. It is okay." Look, we do it all year long. You just don't hear about it because it's not the Christmas holiday, right? But we do it all year in schools. We teach kids about different religions, what they believe, how they came about, here in this, that kind of thing. So anyway, this is why it's so important that you know your constitutional rights. It's so important that you understand what you can and can't do on a school campus. And as I've always said, and will continue to say, you need to continue to fight for the rights you believe to be yours. Don't stop. Don't let them get in your way. Don't let them slow you down or make you feel bad about who you are and what you stand for. We'll finish off the hour with two extremely nut job. How many of you know about VeggieTales, right? If you have grandchildren or even children, VeggieTales, you know, the kids love it. They enjoy it so much. But apparently VeggieTales is racist. and it's dangerous for children. But Mariah Carey's not, right? Anyway, story for another day. Or who's the other one? Miley Cyrus. Right, we can listen to Miley Cyrus. You can have your kids watch her wiggle her stuff and do all kinds of sexual things and go, oh, that's so great, look at her, she's so wonderful. And VeggieTales is racist and bad for kids. Right. Group of students at a California college annual whiteness forum. Okay, well, there you go. There's the whole story right there. At their annual whiteness forum, they labeled the Christian children's cartoon VeggieTales as dangerous in promoting racial stereotypes.
Yes.
Green and yellow and just don't go together, do they? Talking about the cucumber and the squash. Isn't that kind of prejudice in and of itself? They're promoting racial stereotypes because they make the villains colored. When did green become colored?
They're all colored. They're all different colors.
No, but traditionally when you refer to colored people, forgive me, but I'm just trying to put it in perspective, you're thinking of a black person. You don't even go down the road of Hispanic or anything like that. Anyway, the ignorance is what's more dangerous with these people than the actual story. College Whiteness Forum. The forum at Cal State San Marcos is a project from Professor Dreema Moon's class titled The Communication of Whiteness. Students called for various things racist, including the NFL. Are you hearing this? They called the NFL racist. This is an organization that's 73% black. So is it racist against whites? I am so confused by this. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this whole hour later because I'm not understanding any of this. Women who support President Trump are also racist. And popular animated cartoons that started in 1993 and always ended with Bob the Tomato and Larry the Cucumber's tagline, hey, remember kids, God made you special and he loves you very much. Apparently, that's racist. Oh, God, this is too good to be true. All right, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I think stories like this, California colleges, and what's her name? Cortez? My God, it's going to be an interesting year. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tell them about the Twinkie. What about the Twinkie?
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, you want to know when the show's coming up, going to start, text me, or I should say text TRS to 313131. That's TRS to 313131. You'll get a notice that the show's starting, going up. I don't do it every night on purpose. I mean, come on. You got a smartphone, for God's sake. Put it in there. Remind you every night when the show starts, what time, and he can put a link to the show right in there. So when it pops up, you just hit it and bang, you're in. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Let me know about who you want on, you know, what you're looking for, that kind of thing. I mean, because I'll bring on, look, I can't get everywhere all the time. Right? But if you got somebody you've seen, you think of it could be a hot guest, great, let me know. Very interested in knowing. A group of students at the California College's annual whiteness forum labeled a Christian children's cartoon, Veggie Tales, as dangerous. I told you, don't worry, Christmas ain't over. And I'm not making a, like I said, I'm not making a big deal out of it. I'm trying to be lighthearted about it because it is kind of funny. This, I'm telling you, is out of the I don't know, what, the Book of Christian Insanity? I don't even know what to tell you. These are the California colleges. And anything you say, Christ, Christmas, anything along those lines, you see them. They go into like little epileptic fists. They have mini strokes. They can't handle it. And the line that drives them crazy, really drives, you ready for this one? The line that drives them crazy is the line that Bob the Tomato and Larry the Cucumber say at the end of every show. Remember, kids, God made you special, and he loves you very much. That's terrible. Why would anybody tell someone that they love them very much? A female student made a claim that by humanizing vegetables, the creators of VeggieTales were using the children's programming to promote racial stereotypes by making the villains racial minorities. When did cucumbers become minorities? I wasn't around when they did this. I'm just curious. This is why I don't turn your mic on. When supremacists aim to fate the way they think, think of children of color, it will work. The poster titled Children in the Church reads, "Whiteness in the Bible isn't just seen as power, it's seen as good." These are posters that these kids put up all around the college campus. It continues, "When kids see the good white character triumph over the bad person of color character, they are taught that white is right, minorities are the source of evil." Apparently they never watched the A-Team. The female student who headed up the project reportedly said that the evil characters sound ethnic or Latino, while the good characters sound white. Can you imagine if I said something like that? Well, I could tell he sounded white. I could tell he sounded black. I could tell he sounded Asian. Can you imagine what would happen? Just to be clear, the good guys, Bob and Larry, are red and green. Apparently the student is colorblind. Eric Metaxas, a best-selling author, a former VeggieTales writer and narrator, gave his take on the forum. He said, "All vegetables are part of one race, even though they are of many colors. They are all descended from the same parents. The Adam and Eve are vegetables who foolishly ate a forbidden fruit and screwed everything up." Think about that. Vegetables descend from them, Metaxas told PJ Media. At least, I'm pretty sure that's the way the story went. These people are out of control. I mean, first of all, let's put it this way. It's a cartoon, you nut jobs. That's number one. What about the stuff that you're putting out on a regular basis on Disney and other places where it's okay to have, you have sex at 14, you know, boyfriends at 12 or 13, be thinking about that kind of stuff at that age. That's all okay. That doesn't hurt them at all, right? We're over-sexualizing our young children. It's not hard to find study after study after study that speaks to that issue. So don't play this game that the vegetables are vegetables of color. Are there any white vegetables? Because I'm not aware of any, unless we're talking about, what, cauliflower?
Maybe.
I wouldn't eat that with your mouth.
Potato.
Okay. Well, that's after you take the brown skin off it. And now watch this. Somebody sent me an email that I'm talking about skinny Hispanics, right? Yeah, I mean, obviously this young lady doesn't eat vegetables because she doesn't understand anything about them. I'm going through it in my head going, white, what's white? What vegetables are white? There aren't any. I've seen some squash that almost looks white, but it's kind of brownish or tan. I know we're talking about, right? See what they've done to me? You see what these people have done to me? Hey, a Massachusetts church is protesting Trump by placing baby Jesus in a cage. God bless us. Catholic Church of Massachusetts making headlines again. Whatever. This time it's placing its nativity scene baby Jesus in a cage to protest the Trump administration's immigration policies. Did they do that? Would somebody check and see if they did that over the last 8 years when Obama was doing the same thing? Or was it okay for him? Seriously. Maybe what they should have done... I'm going to gross people out. I won't do that. Never mind. This shows you where these churches have gone awry. Probably not a word about abortion, right? Not a word from these places. Probably not a word, right? No, I wasn't going to say anything about the abortion thing. I was going to say what they should have done was taken about, 100 heads and thrown them around the nativity scene with another 100 bodies of kids for all the kids that were beheaded in the Middle East that Obama totally ignored. Story for another day. Parishioners at St. Susanna Parish in Dedham erected the scene over the weekend, placing the baby Jesus in a black cage and separating the three wise men with a sign that reads, "Deportation." The display is a comment on the Trump administration's treatment of illegal immigrants at the U.S.-Mexican border. Specifically, it's now a reverse policy of separating the tape from... No, this is beautiful. The church has got room. The church has got family members. How many of you are going to take families from the border? No, really. So raise your hand, because what we'll do is we'll put them all on a bus. We'll take them over to Dedham, Mass., and you can sign responsibility for them. What do you think? If it's okay, if we should open the border, a place that you're like 2,000 miles away from, let's do it. God, your heart is so wonderful. Let's get them to your house. We'll get them to your church. And then you can divvy them out from there, right? What do you think? 65 million refugees worldwide are seeking a better way of life, and we're wondering what might look like 2,000 years ago if the family encountered the same dynamics that are taking place in our country right now. Pastor Steve Josimo. Now, I know you don't listen to this to the show, Pastor Steve, but you are scripturally ignorant. And it's guys like you, it's pastors like you, it's religious leaders like you who don't tell the truth that caused so much pain in the Christian community. Jesus and family were not refugees. I mean, I'm not going to go through the whole religious thing, but they were not refugees. They were in that town for a specific reason. Okay? They were in that town, and because everybody had to come back to that town for a specific reason, there were no rooms at the inn. Wasn't because they didn't like him. Wasn't because they didn't have money. It's just amazing. The pastor goes on to say, well, the folks here seem to appreciate it. Which ones? The ones in your church? Of course they do. They're not going to go get you. You guys are the same, from the same group that thought it was okay to have a pastor of a Christian church who doesn't believe in God or Christ. Yeah, that makes sense. Last year, the same church protested gun violence by placing the names of the towns where mass shootings occurred near death count above the nativity scene. Mr. Talk about politicizing the birth of Christ. Wow, that's pretty cool. Mr. Josoma said this year, see, you know what? Look, the duty of the church, the job of the church is to teach Christ. The job of the church is to teach people to be stronger Christians. The job of the church is to get people to come to know Christ, not push them away, not get involved in political arguments. The pastor said, hey, it sparked some backlash, but we're not going to take it down. It's meant to make people feel uncomfortable. Hey, look, I have no problem with it, ultimately. I have no problem with the fact that this is the way they want to, I don't know, protest or whatever. Right? But the deal is, it's not what Christmas is all about, is it? It has nothing to do with Jesus being in a cage and separating families. Matter of fact, God's trying to pull families together. But if those people want a better life, why? I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to go all political on you. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Write it down. You can need it for tomorrow. I guarantee it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. I appreciate the messages you send and the involvement you have in the show as a whole. Remember, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones all about the show. Let's get their blood pumping. Matter of fact, if you know somebody that's 180 degrees in their thought process from what I think, you should sit with them some night, tune into the show. Let's get them thinking. Let's get their heart pumping. Right? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for taking your time with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.